a fully rested condition, decrease in insulin sensitivity, beta cells failing again to compensate, and therefore decrease in disposition index. 2 years ago, Dr. Buxton out of Harvard published this other study, 6 nights of 5-hour bedtimes in healthy young individuals, decrease of insulin sensitivity, no compensation by the beta cell, and therefore decrease in diabetes risk. And I could put a few more of these studies on the slide, just to show you that there is good consistency in these laboratory studies that all took people who were totally with normal glucose tolerance at baseline and who became pre-diabetic after the sleep manipulation. Now, this is to share with you, we were interested to figure out this insulin sensitivity, this decline in insulin sensitivity, can we measure it at the molecular level? And so one tissue that can be easily sampled in healthy humans is adipose tissue. It's not difficult to take a biopsy of fat around the umbilicum. And we asked our volunteer whether they would accept this procedure and have it both with normal sleep and then a month later with restricted sleep. And this was really a collaboration with, led by the adipocyte biologist Matt Brady. And what we measure then, the fat cells are isolated, and what we measure in the fat cells is one of the first step of insulin signaling. So insulin, this is the cell membrane, this is the inside of the adipocyte.